Happy Tuesday morning, all. We are the Junks on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM, Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. If you're looking to become one of Crop Metcalf's five-star technicians, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today. You got a three-man junk show getting you through this Tuesday AM. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you follow me on Twitter at CakesFlops. On the Instagram, I'm joined by John Paul Flame. He's sitting in Jason Bishop's seat, and it's really upsetting Matt Valdez.
Well, we've got Frank Caliendo joining us at 8, so I figure I might as well leave the seat there for him.
Very good. And I guess Roger fixed the mic yesterday.
I'll try not to touch it.
So we're up and running, so we're good to go.
Nice.
And Eric Bickle also here.
Good morning.
Hey, question for you guys. Have you guys ever been pepper sprayed?
No.
I mean, that's a weird way to start the show. Have I ever been pepper sprayed?
It's not a weird way to start the show, given the information we learned about the Caps defenseman, Alex Alexiev.
I didn't know he was pepper sprayed.
Arrested Saturday, hit with pepper spray, charged with public intoxication.
Aw, Alex Alexiev, what are you doing, man? This is not your first rodeo.
3:30 a.m. Clarendon Boulevard.
Wasn't it Gilbert Arenas who famously said years ago, nothing good happens like at 2 a.m.
Well,
I don't know the exact time, but he's right. Nothing good happens at 3:30 in the morning.
How hammered are you that you get pepper sprayed?
Well, he heard the pizza was banging.
Because you're amongst a group of hammered people. If you're out that late at night, everybody's hammered. So you're standing out amongst the hammered.
Yeah, but at 3:30, I mean, I don't know. I haven't been out there in quite a while, but I got to imagine a lot of that's died down by 3:30. Yes. Everything's pretty much closed. Maybe the pizza spot is still open, but everything's pretty much closed.
I mean, that's a pizza spot that's dedicated to its hustle.
Apparently got into
Clarendon Boulevard. That's AWOD's old haunt too.
Yeah,
it's probably
the
same spot.
Yeah. Apparently got into physical altercation with another man.
Well, I'm gonna guess that the other man probably had the wrong end of it if he's tangling with Alex Alexiev, who's a paid NHL defenseman. He's pretty much a badass.
He lost his teeth recently, right?
Yeah, he got like a high stick and he lost three chiclets. They were like they had to collect them off the ice. I think that was in the Montreal series.
Yeah, I remember that.
Man,
they found
him
like after the game, right?
Yeah. Not a great look. But yeah, pepper spray, I would imagine, I mean, probably hurts intensely. I mean, there's a reason that it's used as like a non-lethal way to try to, you know, corral people who are acting unruly.
I think when it's all said and done, on each of our resumes, I'm going to speak for you.
Thank you.
There's not going to be a pepper spray incident.
I think it's a safe bet.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty safe bet, too. I don't think I'm going to get to the point. But I would say the only way I would see it happening is like a public intoxication. Like if I got overserved, I just all of a sudden got unruly, and I didn't want to listen
to
a cop.
You've had those moments. If you're ever going to get pepper sprayed,
it would have happened already.
It would have been at Dewey Beach.
It would have happened at the Starboard.
Yeah, yeah. When you threw your Miller Lite bottle against the wall.
Yeah, but luckily we know the proprietor, our friend Monty. Hey, don't throw him out. He's being paid to be here. He's being paid to be a public menace. Cakes, keep it in the cooler.
Yeah, I think your days of being tased or pepper sprayed are probably behind
Which,
you, Cakes.
I guess if I had to choose between pepper spray in the eyeballs or getting tased, I would choose pepper spray.
Tased just seems scarier.
Taser seems scarier because it like can't that like shock your heart and just like
maybe
you could just
stroke,
die.
Maybe you could stroke out.
Yeah,
or something.
I would take a pepper spraying.
But the pepper spray would be incredibly annoying.
So painful.
Painful and annoying. Yeah, I don't think I would enjoy that. What was he charged with?
Public intoxication, all disorderly conduct.
So he'll be able to get off. He'll have one of his
silly
ones.
Yeah,
he's probably back home.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just not a great look.
Listen, we've all been there. I've been there. I've gotten the pizza. I know what it's like when you're hammered.
So that's a day after they got bounced way before that. Hey, I mean, he's drinking
himself.
His sorrows.
Dude, this guy's all work
he's
out there.
He's also Russian.
Yeah.
I think those guys don't like to get after it. You know, they like to have a few extra shots of vodka around closing time.
Yeah.
I would think. I would guess. Yeah. I'm just stereotyping vodka, his drink of choice.
Where does he rank amongst the defensemen for them?
Well, he had to fill in because of the injury to Martin Fairvari.
Right.
So they didn't want to play him as much as they did during the playoffs. Their hand was forced.
Right. Right. Well, but again, whatever.
I think he filled in capably.
Yeah. I don't think it's too big a deal.
It's not a huge
deal.
Let's
just make sure the guy doesn't do it again.
Would I rather him be publicly intoxicated than get busted for a Dewey or like an assault charge? Of course. It's just embarrassing for him and the organization.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Brian McClellan and Chris Patrick, they're going to pull him aside. They're going to have a heart to heart and they're going to say, look, let's cut down on the 3 a.m. bar hopping. Probably not the best look for you. And you're getting into trouble while you're doing it.
Right. Maybe he was heading to the practice facility. It's within a mile.
I don't think so.
I'm sure he was headed to.
It's called the off season, buddy.
To MedStar to get some extra laps in on the rink.
Hey, you want to get a skate in, EB?
No, that's probably not the case.
I don't think so. So were the Nats off yesterday? They were off.
Off.
Yeah. Okay.
Play the Braves tonight.
All right. Just want to see if Cruz can build on something. But I think he's hitting like 191.
That's your
closely
guy.
Monitoring.
That
him.
Is your guy.
I'm closely monitoring him, Cakes. And then Drabby's telling me that I haven't had a chance. Drabby, forgive me for looking at the outline. That Mets fans are over Soto. I know we might want to talk about that.
Yeah, I think we're going to get into that
in the next segment. I might see if my
it's all speculation. There's a big article that I read. People, he agreed to be mic'd up by ESPN. Then he changed his mind.
Yeah.
And he had a bad series against the Yankees in the Subway Series. And, of course, he played for the Yankees. And a lot of people are saying they're not seeing the joy in him.
You're going to try to wake up Vinny and Joe to try to get Mets fans' perspective?
You'll laugh. I'm pretty sure Vinny's in Italy. Literally, okay. I'm pretty sure he's in Italy. He just shipped $1,200 in wine and olive oil back to Long Island.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Vin is in Italy still.
I understand the wine part. But, yeah, I mean, don't we have plenty of Italian olive oil available in the United States?
You know me. I'm new to olive oil.
I go to Giant and Costco, and there's olive oil everywhere.
I know. They.
But
they,
I guess if you get it right from the source, maybe it's better.
If you have a refined palate for olive oil, I don't.
I do not either. Are you still doing daily shots of olive oil after
Yeah, for
after
sure, daily.
Meals?
I'm trying to do after every meal, but I'm not home for every meal.
Mm.
It is so easy. I don't know if it does anything, but I'm doing it.
Yeah.
But if you want to get Joe P might be up. Those guys know the Mets better than anybody. I did see that there was a viral clip that they were trying to show that they claimed Judge shunned Soto. Did you see that?
I did not see
that.
They're
warming up before the game, like kind of like sprinting and stretching. And Soto was heading in that direction. He was coming from home plate towards like shortstop area.
Yeah.
And Aaron Judge was like in the short center field area, like stretching. And then as Soto approached, Judge just turned around and went the other way. I'm not sure it was as big a shunning as they were making it out to be. They were making it out like Juan was going to approach him, and then Aaron Judge just ignored him.
Right.
By the way, it's not like he was with the Yankees for 5 years. It's like he was some sort of lifetime Yankee.
Yeah.
Guy's already been on four teams.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still.
Are the Padres shunning him?
I don't know. I'm still pro Juan Soto. Guys seem to have a great joy for the game. If he's lost that would be sad. But we can get into that. I'll see if my man Joe P's up. You want me to text him? You want me to text him, Drabby?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's see if he's up. You can give us. Those guys are locked in on Mets and whatever's going on there.
They love them some New
Who's
York
Who's the one
sports?
That had the article that the honeymoon might be over? Is it just one source, or is it a bunch?
I've seen it in a couple of places.
Talking about it in New
York. Yeah. It's the big thing in New York.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, if you go to Larry Brown Sports, it's the number one story.
Okay. All right. I'm texting Joe P right now.
I didn't know. Going back to Vinny, I didn't know his pockets were so deep that he's shipping like $1,000 worth of wine and olive oil back to Long Island.
I don't know.
Wherever he lives.
He said he got some incredible wine, and $1,200. To ship the wine and the olive oil back to the old Long Island.
Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I tell you, even my kids are starting to lament nothing being on that they're interested in. They're not really interested in the NBA.
Okay.
They love following the Caps.
They're not ready to commit to the W.
You mean WNBA?
Yeah. You haven't caught on to the hip nickname, the W?
The Dub?
Yeah.
I mean, they could maybe get into Caitlin Clark a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
There's something intriguing there. But, man.
I mean, Drab was like, the other day, he's like, you see what these rookies are doing for the Mystics? And I said, No, not yet. Not yet, I'm not. Right. Maybe I'll be desperate and get into it.
Best Mystic start in 15 years.
That's solid.
Maybe they do know what they're doing over there.
Yeah, I know you were raking them over the coals last year when they didn't select Angel Reese. You were not too happy.
A lot of it's about putting butts in the seats.
Of course.
And marketing, having people talk about
it. Raising the profile of your franchise, I understand.
They could go 38-0, and maybe no one would notice.
Right.
What was the name of the coach that we interviewed? He was young. His dad was the coach before.
Don't tell me.
See, early morning mind's not working. I can picture both of them.
I know exactly what he looks like.
They got rid of him.
It cleaned house. His name is escaping me. Now, Drab, I need your help.
Tebow.
Yes, Tebow. The Tebows.
Yeah. The Tebows. Not
the Tebow family.
Not T-E-B-O-W. Yeah. Like T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T.
Like Thibault.
Yes. Yeah, that name was utterly forgettable. Sorry. Couldn't pull it.
Well, that arrow was utterly forgettable, too. Yeah.
And then what is going on? Did you see that Denzel Washington is like freaking out at a fan on the red carpet? I think it was, is it for the Cannes Film Festival? That. Is that what it's for? Something. Did you see the pictures? Like he's screaming at some guy on the...
Well, they were grabbing him.
Yeah.
Like, but you can't grab a guy. He was being accosted.
Looks like a photographer.
It looked like these French reporters were grabbing his arm.
Trying to get him his attention.
Yeah, and then he yelled at him, and then they grabbed him again.
That's like it. Laughing, he must
right?
speak to you.
I read that the reporter or whoever, the photographer, was laughing at him.
I don't think they picked up on how Rick he was.
Yeah. You don't like grab another dude.
Right. Especially like it's a social situation, like everybody's supposed to just be chill, like take pictures, do your thing.
Right.
So this is probably way too inside baseball, but maybe you guys could watch and we could discuss it later. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I guess yesterday afternoon, Kevin did post a clip of him interviewing Tom Cruise for this new movie.
Okay. Yeah.
From like yesterday?
From, I don't know, it was weekend or whatever. I don't think Tom Cruise got sized for Kevin's question.
Oh, really?
Can we play that? Don't play it yet. Save it.
Might need to see the visual.
It's just my interpretation.
All right, so hold on. So what we're going to do is we're going to tweet the video. By the way, Joe P is up.
All right, cool.
So I don't know when you want to do it. I'll let you deal with it during a break.
Yeah.
But then let's tweet the video so people can see it with Kevin. So, you know, that people have, if you need to see it, so they can watch it maybe during a commercial break, and then we can discuss. Okay. I want to see it too.
All right, we can do that.
Okay, cool. So Frank Caliendo is joining us in studio at 8 o'clock. He's going to be the DC Improv tonight and Wednesday. You can go to DCImprov.com for all of your ticket information. When we come back, we'll get more into the Juan Soto deal in New York. We'll get a boots on the ground report from Joe P.
Joe P's up.
About the growing disdain for Mets fans. And I guess Juan Soto's not really feeling it being with the Mets after signing a 15-year deal. We'll get into that next here on The Fan. Remember, you can always text the Junks on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
Not a text, was a tweet, but Rom hit me up. He's Rom tired from calling into the show, but he's like, could you retweet these pictures?
He's not really Rom tired because you're just acting as his prompsky.
Yeah.
You're doing his bidding.
But I did.
What pictures?
I did. He says Romformation 2025 is coming. So he's got his before picture.
Yeah.
Which usually your before picture is not when you were ripped.
Right.
But he's doing this is what I used to look like when I was 18.
Yeah.
This is what I look like. I don't know, is he 49, 50, whatever, how old he is.
I'm shocked he's gotten to this point.
I guarantee you his like his age, like his medical, like body age is way older than his
body age has to be 90.
Right. Like his body part age. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You can give us a follow at Junks Radio. Got the pictures of Rom, and I did put the interview with Tom Cruise.
Very good.
Where Kevin claims that Cruise is stealing his bit.
Right.
Because Cruise has been seen at premieres, and he's showing his movie ticket stubs.
Kind of is stealing his bit. Kevin was doing that a long time ago.
All right, so let's do that.
Like a Team Kevin here.
But I got my guy Joe P on, and I guess, Drabby, you help guide this segment here. You want to play Frank from Barstool first before we put Joe P on? Just to set it up for our listeners?
Yeah, in case you're not really following it,
yeah.
Is that there's been... What the discussion is that Juan Soto already regrets signing with the Mets.
Right.
And there's no joy.
Like he wanted
earlier.
Like,
because Juan has always been known here when he was on the Padres, especially last year in New York with the Yankees, and how, and the Yankee fans are upset because they felt like they really embraced Juan.
Right.
Knowing it was a 1-year deal, that they welcomed him and like treated him like a god.
They thought he'd sign with the Yankees.
And he signed for the Mets with
$1
more.
And it sounds like, too, that his family really kind of steered him to sign with the Mets for the highest dollar instead of the Yankees.
Even though it was only a dollar more, you're saying?
Well, you always said that he's going to sign for the dollar more. I think it was $5 million more or something.
Okay. It wasn't a lot of money, but it sounds like his family is like, you're signing with the Mets.
When him and Judge,
his heart might not have been in it.
Clearly had chemistry and liked each other, and he went with the money.
Right.
Right.
People have questioned his hustle.
All right.
People have questioned his joy.
Well, I mean, specifically in one of the most recent games against the Yankees, I think it was in the eighth inning, tie ball game, Soto hits a ball like to the second baseman, and he just lollygags it, and then he's like, oh, I might have been able to beat it out had I hustled as soon as I hit it,
right.
And, you know, people are just killing him for it, for his effort.
Right.
And this is in year one, by the way. This is year one of the deal.
We're a quarter of the way, dude. You know, first year of a 14-year deal. Anyway, so here's Frank from Barstool, who's a loudmouth, annoying guy, but you can get the gist of it.
Well, there it has it. The OMG Mets are dead. Dead. This team is going to fall apart. Juan Soto is a ultra mega bust. He does not give one and he keep hitting the double plays. Everyone's bad. Well, the rest of the season, this team will not hit. They're not going to get another home run. They're going to get... Swept by the Red Sox, swept by the Dodgers, and even swept by the White Sox. There is no heart in this team. And Juan Soto wants to be on a private jet. He's regretting it. And you can tell. You can tell this is Man Rippenhorn. And Mr. Rooney's happy that he's the one that pulled the trigger on the implosion. He's not by Mitchell Murray. Goddamn Zalmich. And all day his season's destroyed. Over. They're gonna lose 100 games of wrestling.
I can't even understand.
I can't believe that anybody
gets
that passionate about baseball.
Well, have you seen him?
I've seen him. He's
got
that passionate about everything.
Yeah.
It's a weird level of fandom I don't think I've ever gotten to.
That's a guy that's never gonna have a girlfriend. It's just gonna be an awful existence. So you just dive
just tortured
in.
By the sports
just,
teams
you just
that
dive
he
into sports.
Yeah,
I guess
all this angst and the Mets are a half game out of first place.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get a perspective from one of my guys, from Joe P. He's been on the show before. Of course, he was co-host of the Tales from the Foxy Gator with my guy Vinny Tube. I believe Joe could correct me. I believe Vinny still in Italy or is he back?
I think he's in transit.
He's in transit.
I think he might be in transit.
Right, so. Right. And then what did he say he found? He found wine and olive oil that he sent back?
He sent back. I'm waiting for it. So
right.
He's sending it to you.
Right. Yeah. No, I did. He sent something to him. Did he send you olive oil or just wine?
I think he sent it back to himself. So,
right.
I'm going to steal a little bit.
Yeah, right, of course. All right, so
it's fine.
So Joe, you give the perspective. Why don't you give the perspective, your perspective and the Mets fans' perspective of what's going on with Juan?
Yeah. So, well, first of all, if you're referring to Frank the Tank, you're barking up the wrong tree there. That guy reacts to everything. I'm a Dolphin fan as well, and so is he.
Yeah.
That's the wrong guy.
You're in
anyway,
good company, Joe.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's your guy.
Right.
Well, right. I think you guys have to understand that Met fans are completely scorned by bringing in stars. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're looking at it as a perspective of a net. We're looking at, we brought in a Yankee and he's not, and he's not responding. Or the Met fan bases. They're just waiting for the shoe to drop. So they react very quickly to things. You know, Scherzer, Verlander. You know, I can go back to Jason Bay, who's a star with Pittsburgh, and like I think he hit 162 with the Mets.
Right.
So I think that the Mets are just waiting for.
So it's PTSD
because they've been burned.
Yeah, they've been trauma. 100%. You have leftover trauma from past signings.
Well, who is? So. Have you had any big stars that have hit recently?
I think Beltran was probably the one that, you know, really did what he was supposed to do, but then he struck out in the biggest spot in Mets history. So, you know, there's always a negative to it.
Right. So what's your perspective?
My perspective is that it's baseball. It's April, you know, May, whatever. It's early. You have to just let it play out. If this is the worst he's going to do during the season, if this is a slump, we're okay. The hustling thing is a bit concerning, especially when you first get to a team. Last night, he even hit one off the wall, off the Green Monster. He should have had a double, and he ended up on first. But then he stole second base. I think he realized that I should be on second right now.
right.
So, yeah. So I really think that he'll be fine. And I think the Mets fans will be fine because he's going to hit. The guy's been a hitter his whole life. So I think everybody's just got to take a deep breath and relax.
What were they saying a couple weeks ago, Drab? We brought it up that like his exit velocities or something were down, or what was his bat speed?
His swing velocity, yes.
His bat speed was down. Like they were really kind of like just getting on him.
It's so early in the season. It's cold. I think that you just got to relax.
So
he's got a measured approach to it, to the whole Juan Soto thing.
Listen, you signed them for 1,000 years. What are you supposed to do?
Right. So is it real Met fan unrest, or is it just Frank the Tank and like one journalist at the New York Post?
Boomer and Gio were crapping all over it yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think it's just one Met fan. I think that, like you said, Met fans have PTSD. But if he turns it around, he'll think he's in the best place in the world.
Look,
he will, and then he'll be fine.
You just had a great playoff run, an unexpected playoff run. You go out and you get the hottest free agent. Your expectations are through the roof, and if you're not going to live up to your expectations, you know, for some people, the sky's going to be falling.
Right.
Right. Thank God Alonso's hitting, because I think, you know, the Mets fans would be, you know, jumping off of Citi Field right now.
Yeah, but you guys are still in first, right?
Yeah.
Half game behind.
Right.
Half the game Phillies. Behind.
You're a half game behind. So you're not worried.
It went quick, though. They had a pretty big lead that went really quick.
Right.
So I think that that's the other thing as well.
Right.
You know, the Braves started off horrendously. And everybody's like, the Braves are buried. I had a few of my friends. I'm like, they're not buried. This was in April. I'm like, the Braves are a good team. They're going to be there. You'll see.
Right.
It's going to be a three-man race at the end of this year.
All right, Joe, I mentioned this before. You mentioned you're a Dolphin fan. You have a theory. You have a theory that of some sort of Jaden Daniels sophomore slump. You were trying to tell Kate to be prepared for it. Who'd we have? Warren Sharp on that said that quarterbacks, the elite quarterbacks, typically don't have sophomore slumps. But give me your take on it.
Usually there's a sophomore jump, and that's what they're talking about with Caleb, with Drake May, and for some reason with Jaden, it's a different story.
Well, I think that the running quarterback is a different story. And I know he can pass from the pocket, but, you know, his superpower is that, you know, when in doubt, he can run.
Right.
And I think that, you know, NFL defensive coordinators figure it out, because he's going to get dinged up. Okay. And then whenever he gets dinged up, it's probably going to be this year, and he has to throw just from the pocket. Let's see what he does. They can scheme against running quarterbacks when they're dinged up, especially. So it's going to happen. It happens to everybody. And he's not Josh Allen, where he's, you know, 245 pounds.
Right.
So
maybe you just have PTSD because your guy Tua gets banged up every year.
Well, that's a whole different story. Yeah, you didn't have to pick the scab. You asked me about Daniels. Now you got to go to the
He feels attacked now.
What is the over-under on Dolphin wins? Like the Vegas number?
I think they're probably around 9 again. I don't think it's going to be much different from last year. We'll see if it drops if they get rid of Ramsey. But I think they're probably going to be in the same boat, 9 to 11. I think they improved in, you know, certain areas. They got worse in other areas.
Right.
But that's every team every year, so we'll see.
Right.
When I think their offense is going to be good, better. So.
Yeah. What's the difference with the olive oils, Joe?
Olive oil is really different. That's like saying, what's the difference in cheap wine to expensive wine?
I don't know. So, I mean, cheap wine gives me a headache.
I try to help you here. I try to.
I know.
Right? Basically, it's just a lot of it's, you know, what olive you use, if it's blended with other oils, you know.
Would you be a Joe? Let me ask you this. If I gave you a cup of just regular, like, store brand generic olive oil, and then I gave you, like, extra virgin, cold pressed, straight from Italy, would you be able to tell the difference?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, if you go, even you probably would too. If you go to the restaurants, they'll give, if you go to a good Italian restaurant, they'll give you olive oil that you dip the bread in.
Right.
That's usually very good olive oil. That isn't the same stuff they're frying with in the back, I can promise you.
They right. do that at Olive Garden.
Never been to Olive Garden. Come on, Joe Valdez, you can't tell Joe we go to Olive Garden.
Hey, they got some. Olive they got some good Garden. Olive oil at Carrabba's.
Have you ever been to Carrabba's, Joe?
No, Carrabba's don't have good olive oil.
Come on, Joe. This guy's
is there any good olive oil that the average consumer could get at like your local Safeway?
Sure. No, I don't know what they sell at Safeway. I mean, we go. Here, they have, like, we have more, like, they're, like, kind of run-of-the-mill supermarkets, but they're Italian supermarkets, so that's usually where I go.
Don't you have, like, a chain supermarket on Long Island?
But
what is it?
I don't get my olive oil there.
See, he's too highfalutin.
What's the chain supermarket in Long Island?
Stop and Shop is probably the biggest one, Pathmark.
Okay, so Stop and Shop, that's kind of like the Giant, right? Is it in that family?
Yeah, that's probably the, I don't know if it's kind of like that, yeah. It's kind of like, I don't know what you guys have.
We have Giant, we have Safeway, those are the two biggies.
Harris Teeter.
Oh, we have Harris. Do you guys have Harris Teeter?
We have like one or two of them. It's not big up here.
They haven't quite made inroads into the New York spot.
What about Whole Foods? You guys got a Whole Foods?
We have Whole Foods, yeah, but they're starting to come more and more Whole Foods.
And what's the one that started? I think in
his
Rochester,
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's. You might be able to get an olive oil there too.
Yeah, Trader Joe's pretty good.
Give me a brand, Joe P. Give me a brand or two to look for.
It's like San Felipe, I think is one. There's a million of them.
All right.
There's so many smaller little, you know, olive oil companies.
All right, give Valdez a red wine. Valdez is, you know, he's celebrating over it. Give him a red wine suggestion.
Of the ones that I know they'll have when you go into the store, is Silver Oak.
Silver Oak?
Yep.
Well, like Cabernet or what is that?
It's but expensive.
It's get a cab. Silver Oak cab.
How much is that?
That's probably like $85.
Is that
out of budget?
What's a good budget? What's a good celebratory budget, Valdez? $50? $45?
Under 40.
If you're gonna spend 50, you could spend 80.
Okay. That might be true. All right, Joe. Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome, man.
Thanks for the intel.
All right, that's my guy, Joe P.
He seems very reasonable on Juan Soto.
Yeah, I mean, he's not screaming at the top of his lungs like Frank the Tank from Barstool.
Yeah.
That guy loses his mind every, like, I don't think I've ever seen him not freaking out about either the Devils or the Mets. I think the only time he's ever calm is like when he's on his, like, he's lost a bunch of weight walking, like, over the last year and a half.
Yeah, he looks
good.
It's
the only time that I've ever seen him not like losing.
I think I saw him walk in with Jelly Roll recently.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're like, I don't know if they're on the same regimen.
They might be.
I saw Jelly Roll was in a cold tub for 6 minutes.
Is that a long time to be in a cold tub? I don't know.
That seemed like a long time to me, buddy.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be in a cold tub for even 6 seconds.
Yeah, I don't think
even 6 minutes.
15 seconds I could last.
Yeah, not great. All right, coming up later in the show, we will be joined in studio by Frank Caliendo. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. When we come back, though, we'll tell you why Valdez is ricking drab. We'll give you those details next. Listen up, prize pigs. At the end of this segment, we'll give you a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Old Glory Rugby Saturday, May 31st. So keep listening for your chance to win. It's coming up shortly.
Nice.
So I was privy to some just bitterness before the show started, probably at about 5:40 this morning, where Drab T-shirt, basically, he told me, he's like, Valdez is just ricking me. There's something about Valdez that's got him on tilt this morning, and he's going to tell the audience what it is right now.
Well, it was a little early to be that Rick in the morning.
Were you guys actually yelling at each other?
No.
I mean, a little bit, having fun like we like to do. But yeah.
It was more Drab being kind of incredulous and just being
Drab
upset.
Walking around with his hands behind his back, pontificating like that.
He was sitting right where he is right now.
Yeah.
Just kind of leaned back in his chair, just upset at Valdez for a certain reason.
Last night, Valdez, Kevin, and I were in a group chat. We're always chatting about stuff.
This is Matt Valdez.
I'm setting up for Kevin to come out on Thursday to review Mission Impossible because it comes out early this week. And Valdez chimes in to the group conversation and gives a quick review of the movie, which is fine. And then I look at it and I go, well, how did Valdez see the movie?
Right.
Right? The movie comes out on Thursday.
Right, this movie's embargoed. How could he have access to it?
And then I remembered the Valdezaplex.
Right.
All right. So I don't want to incriminate the guy, but use your imagination.
Yeah. Well, hold on, Valdez.
I got an early release.
You got a lot of systems.
Sneak peek.
Is that the same system I have?
Yeah, the same system we all have.
I get it pre-released?
It's out there, buddy.
I do?
Yeah.
But here's what you need to know. The movie hasn't come out, and I know it because I got the same system. Yeah. I got the same box, okay? We're all guilty. Throw away the key. I don't care.
Right. I was told it was legal.
Yeah, we're sharing a cell.
You were told that by who?
The guy that gave me the box.
Yeah. That's a pretty good defense. Yeah. I was told it was legal.
Yeah, that's what I was told.
Is that what you were told when you went onto that truck to get a shady TV?
No, I'm just a consumer. I'm not the guy stealing the signals.
It's not the box. People have been doing this for 15 years. You go to a website and you watch a movie that's on a shaky cam from Russia with English subtitles. Okay, this is how he's watching the biggest blockbuster film of the summer, the last great movie of the Mission Impossible franchise.
So let me guess.
And all Tom Cruise wants you to do is to see this movie in theater and spend $15. Valdez is such a skinflint that he won't pay a couple bucks and get some popcorn and enjoy the experience. And I don't even care.
So he's trashing it, but he didn't even see it on a big screen.
He didn't trash it. First of all, he's got like a Nubs TV, I'm sure. He's got like a TLC or whatever those things are called. Yeah. This thing was made for
Samsung. I got a money Samsung.
How big is your Samsung?
He did the opposite of IMAX.
I think it's
55.
Yeah, 55.
Okay, kind of Nubs, but okay.
I actually I'm such a Mission Impossible and Tom Cruise stan that I couldn't wait for it to come out in theaters.
That's your excuse.
That's how I view it. Drab, and I got the jump
on
Drab.
Is it even on HD?
Of course not.
No, I will say this. My vision's so bad I can't tell between
Cam and glasses.
It's a pre-release like a standard definition.
I know these films when they come out early. You'll see a guy stand up in front of the row before him go take a leak on the film. Like the guy in the back
row. That's a horrible viewing experience.
That did not happen. But I was expecting it to happen because the film is 2 hours and 41 minutes long.
Hey, Yuri, hold camcorder still during filming.
Right.
So he got somebody recorded a sneak preview somewhere or something.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. And threw it up on some site.
Threw it up on a website.
Some site's mirroring it or whatever.
Yeah. So that's how he's watching the biggest blockbuster film of the summer.
Don't you want to see it on a
the
big
film
screen?
That's
like,
save
Tom Cruise
theaters.
Deserves a big screen.
No, like I said, I'm such a fan, I couldn't keep it in my pants.
Yeah.
I wasn't even planning on watching it, but I saw it in the queue.
It was always available.
I saw it was in the queue.
Yeah, you couldn't help yourself.
I was a butt size.
Right.
Now, the downside of watching it
in this way. Def.
Well, like I said, when your vision's impaired, everything's kind of low def.
Yeah.
Is that every 30 minutes, it would commercial for like a Russian gambling site.
Right. Break the group. That's a catch, too. Yeah. That's a catch. So you get interruptions. And
Yeah. All of a sudden, they're trying to get me to deposit rubles into 1X bet.
So you can't, and you, can you fast forward through the commercials?
Yeah, you can do that, but they're 15 seconds long.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there for 3 hours. I can withstand 15 seconds of an ad.
Right.
How bad is your vision, by the way? You had the laser eye surgery years ago. Are you using glasses now?
He's not glasses. Plugged in. He's asking bad your vision is now.
I gotta get LASIK redone. Like
you need a touch up.
Yeah, you need a touch up.
When like did you get it?
When?
Yeah.
Like 15 years ago.
Oh, okay. Jimmy said 3 years ago.
I didn't say.
I thought you said 3 years ago.
No, I just said. I asked him if he was wearing glasses. I don't know what you're listening to.
I heard you
say. I got to get my vision. You got to get your hearing.
No, you said Valdez got LASIK like 3 years ago, I thought you said.
Maybe. I don't think I said that. I said you got
LASIK. Communication.
Doesn't matter. I would just ask how bad his vision is.
Yeah.
Like, do you need glasses for driving?
I don't like driving at night, especially when it's been raining.
That's a yes. That's a big yes. Yeah.
That's old man eyes.
You might need to address that. So he's got bad vision watching on a 55-inch TV with commercials.
I enjoyed it. I don't know why he's trying to shame me. I enjoyed it.
How many crab cakes do you give it?
I gave it 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5?
Yeah.
How come not higher?
Because the ending is so action-packed. That it makes the beginning seem a little slow,
right?
Because it's setting up towards the ending. But
when
the ending's so silly.
When do they play the music?
Like
right 10 at the minute, beginning?
Like
or 10,
no, no, no. Like there's like in? A 10 minutes in thing,
and then you get sized.
They always do an opening scene.
Yeah, opening
before.
Scene. Then yeah,
it's like the James Bond formula.
Yeah, it's just silly. Yeah.
Yeah. Your mission. Should you choose to accept it?
I liked it. It's not my favorite out of the series, but I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Cruise, megastar.
How many death-defying stunts does he do in this particular one?
A billion. He's fighting some dude in his tighty whities.
Oh yeah.
That's I Rick Drab because I told him about that scene.
You're playing right into it. This is what he wants. This is why he's watching the shaky cam so he can get a 3-day run on everyone else and give the review. So he gets all the 80s.
How many running scenes?
Oh, a lot.
Oh, so many running.
Probably half a dozen.
Yeah. So he does the thing on the motorcycle. Are there any others that are like crazy?
The plane, the submarine.
Oh, like the wing walking.
Is there a motorcycle? Yeah. That was the last one.
Yeah, there's no motorcycle.
Oh, the motorcycle's the previous one.
Now, it is tilting. Bing Rames does not look silly in this.
Oh, why? He doesn't?
No, he just
Bing Rames is getting old.
Yeah, he's 66. He just, he hit the wall.
Right. Tom Cruise hadn't hit the wall.
No.
Right.
Yeah, well, Bing Rames looks awful compared to Tom Cruise.
Right.
Simon Pegg doesn't look silly either. I can tell why they're ending the franchise.
Yeah.
They're getting very old.
Let me ask you this. Once the movie is out, will we still have like a janky version of it on our box?
They update it.
When? Well, as
like
soon
a
as
weekend.
It's out?
No, it takes like a week.
A week.
Yeah.
And then it'll be high def?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
How many boxes arrived here?
I missed that shipment.
I just made a call. You got to make a call. If you want to get in, you got to make a call. Nah. You got to talk to the sales guy.
All right. I want you guys to be media consultants with me. So I told you last segment that I thought Kevin botched it on the red carpet. And JP was right. Kevin did interview him. I guess he put it up yesterday afternoon. I think that Kevin he insulted Tom Cruise.
No. Do you think he intended to?
No, but I think that Kevin's so into himself and that dumb bit that he does that he asked a nubs question to Tom Cruise. You get one shot at this every 5 years or whatever it is, and you got all week to prepare. And I think Kevin just fumbled, just dropped it.
He flopped it?
He flopped it.
You think
like Tom Cruise
bag?
Was not really sized.
Mm. Okay, let me hear. Come on.
Oh, good to see you, by the way.
Great
to see you. 10 years ago, we were on the carpet in Vienna, Austria for Rogue Nation. I showed you my original ticket stubs for the Mission films growing up.
I have some of my original Mission Impossible stubs from
back
in the day.
Are you serious? Get out, man.
Yeah, man.
For real?
Dude,
that's cool. Which one? Where were you?
I was in Kiln Creek, Virginia, Newport News, Virginia.
All right, that's audio from 10 years ago.
That's really cool. It's awesome.
And then I've noticed over the years now, you started doing the ticket stub bit yourself with Barbie and Oppenheimer and Sinners. You're kind of stealing my bit, Tom, a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
But so I went back and looked at my old ticket stub collection, and I found.
Oh wow!
He was kind of terse with them.
Smile disappeared.
Magnolia. Oh really?
Yes.
All right, hold on. Do you think there's any chance that Tom lifted the bit from Kevin?
I mean, it's possible, yeah, for sure.
Mission unimpossible.
But you don't tell the most famous guy on the planet
that you stole my bit.
You stole my bit.
But hold on.
But he said in a joking manner.
For Tom to have stolen the bit, Tom, it would have required Tom to have saved tickets as a kid.
But he did interview him 10 years ago. And maybe he started doing it.
Put the idea in his head.
It germinated in his
brain. Because like Drab said, Tom is all about going to the movies. Mm-hmm. So he sees all these ticket stubs. He goes, "Oh my god, that could be a great idea to promote going to the movie."
Okay.
So he's showing his ticket stub for Oppenheimer, Barbie.
Okay, so it's from movies that have been out since he.
Yes, interviewed exactly.
Him. Right. Okay. All right. Plausible.
And I think that question's fine. Like, if you're interviewing some B-list actor,
but not Tom Cruise.
You got all.
It's royalty.
This is Kevin's dream movie. You can ask any question you want about how they did this scene, the jump, the hanging from a plane,
which
whatever.
Is usually his thing.
And he goes back to the ticket stub bit,
right?
And then he botched it.
So when did you say that to Kevin over text?
No, he's gonna hear it now.
Yeah,
And well, he'll hear it when it comes Kevin doesn't listen. Is Kevin listening?
He'll hear it tomorrow. Though.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin also doesn't have any Mission Impossible tattoos because that's his other bit.
Not yet. Yeah. He probably will get one soon. Yeah.
He does. He's probably gonna add a Cruise tattoo to make up for this.
Yeah.
What will he do? It'll be like Minority Report or something.
I don't know. Who knows?
War of the Worlds.
He'll find an obscure Tom Cruise movie right. that nobody saw at the theater and put that on his body.
Some sort of risky business tattoo.
Did Kevin recover from that? Did he re-engage or no?
His follow-up question was, which movies from your childhood do you think about that influenced you?
Which is also that's his that's 1B. Lame. Like yeah. he's got. So I don't lame. Understand. Yeah. This is
ask him something about the movie.
Ask him something about the movie.
Stupid ass.
The only thing is that those guys love it.
They do eat it up.
They love talking about their seminal moments as kids.
Their new movie that they want everybody to go see, like Valdez.
Hey, I don't think Kevin's interview is going to make or break the success.
No, I'm sure it won't.
Of this Mission Impossible movie.
I'm sure it'll
movie.
Be fine. All right, we told you to keep listening for your chance to win Old Glory Rugby 4-pack of tickets. That time is now. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You're going to score a 4-pack of tickets to Old Glory Rugby Saturday, May 31st. It's Fan Appreciation Night with Old Glory DC Rugby, their final home game of the season. It's at Maryland Soccerplex. You can hang with me and JP from the Junks, catch some halftime shenanigans, and cheer on Old Glory in their push for the playoffs. Get your discounted tickets now at oldglorydc.com and use the promo code JUNKIES.
Cakes, we're going to scrum together.
Yes, we're going to do that. That's definitely something we will do next weekend. When we come back, we're going to talk about the latest tush-push proposal from the Green Bay Packers. We'll hit that next on The Fan.